I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's Eastern Sierra News. Well, on Tuesday, April 7th at 4 p.m., the Southern Inyo Healthcare District's Board of Directors will hold their Finance Committee meeting. The agenda is available on their website at sihd.org. District encourages citizens to attend board meetings to stay updated on important community issues. What's the new incoming traffic impacts? Well, Mono County, Bridgeport cracked ceiling on US 395 from Bucky Road to Swagger Creek Road north of Bridgeport. Crews will be seal pavement cracks Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience up to a five-minute delay. The trees guardrail repair on US 395 from the Mammoth Scenic Loop Road to Crestview Safety Roadside Rest Area, the northbound outside lane and shoulder will close while crews repair guardrail on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. And remember, there's always the ongoing traffic updates, which can be found on the Caltrans impact update on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, Senator Marie Alvarado Gill has called on Governor Newsom to stop the attack on rural cities in the Central Valley in a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom demanding he immediately withdraw threats of legal action against the cities of Patterson, Oakdale, and Turlock. Alvarado Gill states, issuing bullish ultimatums and leveraging media to publicly shame and slander Central Valley cities fails to acknowledge the financial disparities between rural California and the bloated resources allotted to urban centers. These cities in Senate District 4 recently received final warnings and notices of violation from the California Department of Housing and Community Development regarding their six-cycle housing elements. California law requires every city and county to regularly update its housing element as part of the local general plan to explain how the community will meet its fair share of the region's housing needs at all income levels, very low, low, moderate, and above moderate. The sixth cycle covers the planning period from 2023 to 2031. Jurisdiction must identify land for new housing, remove development barriers, and adopt programs to encourage construction. Noncompliance can trigger state enforcement, including potential lawsuits by the Attorney General. Congressman Kevin Kiley issued the following statement in response to the firing of Pam Bondi. The next attorney general must hold fast to three basic principles: faithfully enforce the laws passed by Congress, pursue justice independent of political influence or implications, and always put the safety of the American people first. I'd encourage any candidates under consideration to make their commitment to these principles clear. Also from Representative Kevin Kiley, as the Department of Homeland Security funding lapse continues, released the following statement urging Congress to act immediately. Kevin Kiley states, Congress should return to D.C. to take up the homeland funding bill that has already passed the Senate twice and which I previously said I'd vote for. Since the measure has bipartisan support and has been agreed by the leaders in both the House and the Senate, along with the White House, there is no reason to wait and let the department go without funding any longer. I also continue to call on both sides to fund our immigration agencies while instituting meaningful reforms that will focus the mission of agencies and rebuild public trust. Yesterday at the Barlow Gym, the Bishop Paiute Tribal had the opportunity to have California Governor Newsom and other staff join together the Middle Mile connection of the broadband project that brings affordable internet to Native Americans. Let's go to the questions that I got to ask Governor Newsom yesterday.
Got a question for you, Governor, if you don't mind. This kind of reminds me back to 1869 when the Transcontinental Railroad came across the nation, right? And they drove the Golden Spike in Utah. And so my question is a two-parter for you. When history looks back on this day in Bishop right now, what story do you hope it tells about this moment?
Well, that Bishop matters and we care, that we're all better off, and that we have to do more than identify problems. We got to solve them. And we're all in this together. This idea, Bible teaches us we're many parts but one body. And when one part suffers, we all suffer. And a lot of rural communities have been suffering because they simply have not, they start behind. They're not left behind. They start behind in terms of just basic infrastructure that are the building blocks for an economy that's radically changing in real time. And I don't need to tell anyone, we're in the state of California, where in every way, shape, or form, we are reshaping the world with artificial intelligence. And we're reshaping the world with quantum and investments that are pushing out the boundaries of discovery. And the prospects of leaving communities behind where people quite literally will never have a chance to catch up is real unless we catch up to our responsibilities to deliver and lock in equal access, equal opportunity everywhere.
Now, my second question, you already pretty much answered when you were up on the platform, but since this is a separate interview, what connection, now that it's complete, what opportunities is this going to bring to the community?
Well, it's about the building blocks of the new economy in the context of, it's around economic development. It's about community building. I hope it's about trust and truth. And I think one of the downsides, one of the perils of new media, social media, algorithms, we go online to learn. Meanwhile, these machines are learning about us. And in so much, we're shaped by those algorithms. We're shaped by that expression and those experiences, those filters, those bubbles that we're living in. And so I hope, if nothing else, we can learn from those mistakes, the mistakes we made on social media, where we didn't appropriately steer the technology, and we don't make those mistakes as it relates to artificial intelligence and what now high-speed fiber broadband will provide communities. And so that's, I think, the most important lesson is, let's not repeat the mistakes of the past.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.